True confidence, ladies, is generated by us every single day. We have to work to generate our own confidence from the inside out.
Welcome to Cowgirls Over Coffee, where we encourage and equip women to embrace the process and practice of tackling daily demands, actually executing on our plans, and taking action on the most audacious goals that we can come up with without sacrificing our peace and staying rooted in our purpose. These are conversations for doers, for those of us who refuse to settle for less than we absolutely know we are capable of achieving, for women who are cultivating thriving homes and businesses side by side. I'm your host, Thea Larson. Grab a coffee and sit down. We have so much to talk about.
Okay, I feel like I start off every time because the first thing out of my mouth is like, I am so excited to have someone here visiting with me. But I am. I'm just excited. We'll just let that be an understanding that I am always excited to get to sit down and have conversations with people. I am excited. Cowgirls Over Coffee. I'm Thea Larson. And we have Kaylee Phillips here today because I invited Kaylee. I don't know if you follow Kaylee. If you don't, you should. At Suede & Coy is the styling on Instagram. And then at Kaylee Mae Phillips is Kaylee's whole life, which is probably where you're going to want to follow her. But I will link those down in the show notes. So don't drive off the road or anything or fall off the treadmill if you want to write those down. But if you haven't already followed her, I am excited to introduce Kaylee to you. I have known Kaylee for a while now. I think going back to Westward Women when we were doing meetups back in the day before retreats and all these other things even became a thing. We would get together with quite a few of the OG Western lifestyle people. And I have just so enjoyed following along. Well, we all kind of have grown up a little bit together, single 20-somethings in our hustle to motherhood and then figuring that all out. And that's a little bit of what we're going to talk about today. But that being said, I first came across Kaylee with Tin Wagon Boutique, I think is when I very first quote unquote met you online. So I would love for you to just introduce yourself to the Girls Over Coffee ladies who may not be aware of you or where you're at or where this all came from and just kind of tell us your journey so far.
All right, girl. That's a loaded question.
Take a big breath. Let's just go.
Okay, where do I start? Hi, first of all, thank you, Thea. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very grateful.
Of course.
I'm so excited to sit down and chat with the Cowgirls Over Coffee ladies. What? So yes, my name is Kaylee Phillips. I am a wife, a mama of two. My daughter's name is Suede and my son's name is Briggs McCoy. So that is actually how I came to Suede and Coy. So I named my fashion label after my babies. Yes, and I live in Wyoming, really in the middle of nowhere. And I feel like it's so funny because I am a fashion stylist living in the middle of nowhere.
I feel like that's super actually very relatable.
Okay.
So many of us are trying to, we have these huge dreams. That do not they are definitely not facilitated by the lifestyle we have chosen for ourselves. Because we wouldn't change this either. We all want to be living in the middle of nowhere. We don't want to compromise on the big ambitious goals either. So,
and you know, that's something I really encourage women out there to realize. Okay. I think it's so important to know that you should never let your location hold you back from your deepest desires. Okay. And just go for it because, you know, if you have that passion, that drive, and that belief in yourself, you're going to make it. You just will. So don't let your location hold you back.
1,000%.
Yes. So I guess, it's really funny because I never thought I would be in the fashion industry. When I was growing up, I really loved dancing, and my dad rodeoed professionally, and my mom. I have the best example as parents, I guess. I should just start there. You know, my dad taught me really how to have, you know, drive and passion for something and knowing that you can make a career out of whatever you love. And my mom was, you know, the rodeo wife, the stay-at-home mama, working, doing the chores, taking care of the ranch and the kids. And, you know, I just really learned that good mix of passion and hard work through both of them. So, you know, growing up, I was like, you know, what do I love? I want to make a career out of something I love. And I want to, but I also want to be a mom and a wife. So entrepreneurship really kind of was always a passion of mine. I went to school, did everything I needed to do to be on track to make dance my career. And I graduated college with a dance degree. But while I was working through college, I had to pay the bills. So I worked retail. And that's kind of when I realized my passion was shifting. And I was really naturally gifted at helping women feel really confident in clothing. And I decided to, you know, put dance to the side and begin my retail career on my own as a business owner. So in 2016, I opened Tin Wagon Boutique. And I was 24. I was, you know, planning my wedding. I was planning my first business and it was a lot, but I made this dream happen. And Tin Wagon Boutique, I feel like I was a child. I still had so much to learn. But I really loved the Western, you know, I mean, growing up in the Western industry, I had that passion for Western lifestyle, obviously. And that's kind of what Tin Wagon Boutique was. And I am located in a town where there really isn't a lot of shopping. So I came in and kind of filled a market for that type of boutique, that Western inspired boutique. And that's what it was. I was really drawn to, you know, all, like what you were saying when we were all following each other on Instagram, the OGs, Western influencers. It was that era. And I was really inspired by all of that to build a Western fashion boutique. And so that's what I did. And I had that for 7 years.
Wow. Does that feel like 7 years? Does it feel like it was like 20 years and also like 6 months?
Yes. Yes. So much happened in those 7 years. A lot of growth. And that's something that I was really blessed with, was just a community who welcomed me with open arms locally. And then I didn't start with, you know, a lot of people start online and then open the storefront. I started my storefront and then worked to online. I was welcomed with open arms, both online and locally. So that was a really big blessing. Through the 7 years of Tin Wagon Boutique, I did experience a lot of growth. I didn't move on from Tin Wagon Boutique because it was bad. Like that's the thing.
It's an evolution.
Yeah, it was, everything was falling into place over the years to bring me to this point in my life now where I'm meant to be, where I'm called to be. So I'm really grateful for Tin Wagon Boutique and, you know, that life experience that you get with that. Like, I did not go to school.
It's your first baby. It's your first baby.
It is my first baby. I have so much love for her because, you know, that's another thing, is I did not have a college education in business or something like that. And, you know, I wasn't going to let that stop me from opening a business. And really, I genuinely believe that life experience can sometimes be a lot better than, you know, that degree on paper, whatever. But yeah, that life experience that I gained through owning Tin Wagon Boutique is what I needed to propel me into Suede and Coy.
So tell me a little bit, because you 7 years in Tin Wagon Boutique, you got married, you had the babies, you did the thing. So you had to evolve. Like, Suede and Coy is basically, from what I see, like, that is the answer to making the business also serve your lifestyle, right? While still offering like work that you can do that really matters. So I'd love to tell us more about like the evolution into Suede and Coy and what you do at Suede and Coy.
Yes, absolutely. You are right. It is, Suede and Coy is me. And that's something at the end of Tin Wagon Boutique, here's what I was struggling with. I was struggling with, I felt disconnected. I felt like I outgrew this. I need to elevate to what is next for Kaylee and for my family, because, you know, the time that I was away from my family, that wasn't working for me. So really, it did come down to, how can I stay in the industry that I'm so passionate about, that I feel is my calling, but how can I make it better fit into my lifestyle for my family, my children, and, you know, also for my clients, but reinvent it in a way where it makes more sense. So that's kind of where the wheel started turning was, how can I make better use of my time? And then I just built on the layers from there. So Suede & Coy is a fashion label, and it's, you know, first of all, named after my children. So the meaning of that behind that.
It's important. Like, that's part, the driving force behind it.
Yes, of course. That's the meaning. That's like why, that's my why.
Yes.
My why. So moving on from there, what I wanted to do was, when I am face to face with my clients, that's when I feel the most like passion. Like, that's where I feel like I am meant to be, is face to face. And when you're a boutique owner, you're behind the scenes like all the time. I mean, that's where, how I was. I had to be running the boutique behind the scenes a lot more than being hands on. And I missed that. And my clients missed it. And they would tell me, they would, you know, very clearly wanted more time with Kaylee. So what I went and did was kind of write out, you know, what are my distractions in Tin Wagon, as far as what's keeping me away from what I'm most gifted at and what my clients want from me. I got rid of all of those distractions and I focused in on, okay, if I build an appointment-based business, I have more time freedom to be with my family, and my clients get my undivided attention while they're with me during their appointment. And so, you know, that was kind of the base piece to Suede & Coy as far as serving my clients one-on-one much better. And then I just added on from there, you know, I really want my online gals, because I do have a showroom that's local, okay? And that's where my appointments happen. But I wanted my online gals to be able to feel like they're getting an elevated shopping experience also. So, you know, I came up with a few things. Like, I have a VIP pass where my VIPs can, you know, shop collections first. They're getting the best selections of sizes. They're getting discounts, free shipping. So they're getting these perks, and they have, everyone has access to me. I have a work cell where they can text and I will, you know, help them shop online if they have questions and things like that. So really, Suede & Coy comes down to my clients get my undivided attention and they get an elevated experience that they're not getting anywhere else.
I love it. I want to say too, like, I think a couple of things that are really important as you're listening to this and your takeaways from it is, when you have a successful business, like a very successful business, and you come to a point that you, one, had the awareness to know, I've outgrown this, and then pivoting away from something that is successful is incredibly hard. Because you start to second guess yourself, because you have the internal knowledge and knowing that I've outgrown this and I'm being called into the next iteration of what I'm supposed to be doing in my career and my business. That means like shutting down something that's technically and also to the rest of the world seen as very successful. And I think that that's something that, like, that is a quietly brave move to make that transition. And then also that you took the time, because I'm always talking, I feel like a broken record, about taking the time to like make the decisions and think things through. And you were so deliberate and so intentional about making the transition. You took everything you knew as a businesswoman and as the work that you know you're good at, and you shifted that to fit with your lifestyle with the appointment-based. But also you switched to where you were, instead of being so much with Tin Wagon, you were like, here are the products, here's the beautiful clothes, everyone's, you know, everything that you can wear. And you shifted that and you totally took it from the angle that you know that you were strongest at, because your clients were telling you, like, I need more Kaylee. So you made it like about them, and then the clothes came second. And I just love that about that transition of what you did going from Tin Wagon, where you're like, here's the clothes, and then like this very subtle and really thoughtful pivot, like into appointment based. This is about you. I want to talk to you. I want to serve you as a person. And from there, we're going to get that personal style. Because like we were talking about before we hit record, like your style is about so much more than just like what you're wearing, right? And I think that's where like a lot of people struggle too, is they're like, I want to wear cute clothes, but I mean, that comes from something internal too. So I would love to hear, like, what are your philosophies about growing your confidence, feeling good about yourself, doing the internal work, so that then you can wear the things that make you feel amazing? Because I think that those are like that's a little bit of a chicken and the egg thing. Like, when you feel good and you wear good things, then you're going to make better decisions because you're feeling more confident. You know, like, it's a whole, like, little spiral of confidence. But I'd love to hear, like, what do you think about how to grow your confidence, how to understand that internal piece so that you can then, like, wear clothes that you love?
Absolutely. Well, and thank you, by the way. That was also kind of you to say. It really does mean a lot. And, you know, I've really grown a lot in my faith. I do want to touch on that just a little bit because I've been on a physical and spiritual journey for the past 14 months. Okay. So postpartum has always kind of been really hard on me. And I mean, a lot of women, and that is normal and it's okay. But when I was struggling through postpartum with my second, I decided I want to take more time for Kaylee. And I mean, this, to answer your question about confidence and stuff, that's where I'm going with this, because true confidence, ladies, is generated by us every single day. We have to work to generate our own confidence from the inside out. You know, it's not because of how we look. It's not because of what we wear. Those are superficial layers that are not going to make us feel good on the inside. And that is what swayed it. That's really what I'm so passionate about. And I'm really grateful that you see that through what I'm doing.
Oh, 100%.
Because it does mean the world to me when I can touch someone on a deeper level than, you know, just selling them clothing. Because it really all comes down to, how do we feel on the inside? And are we taking care of ourselves? Because as mothers and wives, it's like, where's the time? Where's the time to work on me? And that was another big driving force of moving on from Tin Wagon, was Kaylee needs more time for herself to actually enjoy being a business owner and to live the experience, to feel the days, like, and enjoy it and be grateful for it. You know,
I love that, because I think I just want to, like, reemphasize that, like, hit reverse and listen to that again, because too often we're just, like, trying to make it through. Right?
Yeah.
And so we need to make those intentional choices so that you, like you said, so we can live those days. Because if you're feeling like, I don't know where the time went, we talk about this all the time, it's because you're not, like, you're not cultivating that presence and you're not prioritizing it for yourself. And that's just like a slippery slope.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, I opened up time for myself, and that is actually when the real transformation started to happen inside of my business, was when I started focusing on Kaylee, taking care of myself physically and spiritually, and, you know, becoming closer to God and feeling and seeking Him and asking Him, you know, what do you want from me? What am I supposed to impact the world with? You know, you gave me this talent. Where do you see me? And I opened myself up to receiving, you know, what is He telling me, you know? And feeling like I am prioritizing what I need internally. And when I started to do that and work on myself and work through that postpartum and all of this happening while I'm transitioning from my first baby, Tin Wagon, into Swayed and Coy, and a lot all at once. But then, you know, you take a step back and you realize, okay, like, all of this internal, physical, spiritual work I've been doing ties in perfectly with, like, how I feel in this clothing I'm trying to sell, you know? And so that's really when the wheels started working, and where I felt like God is actually calling me to combine the two. My brand is not about just clothing. My brand needs to be about, let's work on internally getting to our best version of ourselves and generating that true, genuine confidence. So that way, when we go and get dressed in the morning, you know, we don't even have to second guess it. We feel so confident that, girl, anything you put on is going to look so good and you're going to rock it, because you have that confidence that you've been working on day in and day out so intentionally. And that's a big thing. I feel like for me, my days are so intentional. It's how can I utilize my day in the best way that's going to help move me forward, but also allow me to really live in the day and generate that confidence.
I love that. So I would love to hear too, like, what was your advice? Because I think that you are really describing a place a lot of women find themselves in, where they're like, not feeling super confident. There, it could be part of a postpartum journey, which I think is very, very common. It also just might be, you know, any major life change sometimes can like kind of spin you out a little bit. So can you share with us, like, what was sort of the progression for you when you were like, okay, some things have to change. I need to be more intentional. I mean, what was the catalyst for you? And kind of, can you share like kind of the step-by-step of what you've gone through to cultivate that confidence in yourself and like knowing that you were on the right path?
Yeah. So I think for me, when I sat back and asked myself, Kaylee, like, what are you doing like for you, you know? And really there was nothing. I couldn't think of anything. And that was really eye-opening for me. Kind of, it was actually really emotional also, because I'm a lot of things to a lot of people. And when you are a business owner, you're serving others every day, all day long, you know? And if I am not taking time to fulfill myself and generate that confidence and that joy, you know, how am I going to show up 100% for everybody who needs me? And so it was kind of that realization of, girl, you have got to start prioritizing yourself, you know, and the knowing of everything will get better and everything will fall into place naturally once you just start prioritizing you more. You know, so that was really the realization that I had. And maybe it was all of my prayer time and God kind of speaking that to me, but that was the realization.
I love it.
Yeah.
And then from there, so where did you start investing in yourself? Because you were like, okay, wow, I'm on empty. Where did you start investing in yourself? How did you create that time to invest in yourself?
So like I said, I'm very intentional with my day-to-day actions. And once I freed up time after the transition from Tin Wagon to Swain and Coy, I told myself, Kaylee, your physical journey is going to be part of your workday. So I am blessed, okay, and I understand that a lot of women don't have this, but my mom is my neighbor, and my dad too, but they're our neighbor, and she is our nanny. I take my kids over to my mom all of my work days. However, I do get 3 full days at home being a mama, and I love that. But anyways, so I told myself, Kaylee, you are going to block this time into your work day every day to work on your physical journey. And then every morning I get up and I have my Bible time, my prayer time, quietly without the kids while they're sleeping. So those were 2 really intentional actions that I did to make sure I'm working on myself.
I love that. I want to start there because so you started by carving this time out for yourself and giving it to yourself. How did you do that? Because I just want to hear from you. How did you circumvent the guilt? Because you said you're a lot of things to a lot of people and a lot of people are counting on you. And so how did you give that to yourself as a gift freely?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I love that you asked that. And I knew you were going to say that. I think it was a lot of prayer. Okay. And, you know, it's actually biblical to take care of ourselves. But I know deeply that because of those actions, my family is getting a better Kaylee. Will I perform 100 times better for my family and my clients when I do these actions? So it's a necessity because, you know, I have very clearly been able to notice I'm more patient. I speak more lovingly. Like, you know, we all have our moments. I am not perfect, but when I'm working on myself, my children get a better Kaylee. And I mean, what more do you want for your babies, you know? And they get a more clear-headed mom where I feel aligned. I feel like everything, like I said, everything has it's intentional. And so everything has its little space throughout the day. And I know exactly that the morning time is mine. Then I have my morning with my kids and my husband. We do the breakfast, we get ready, we go out the door like calmly. We're not rushing. We're not yelling at each other. We're, you know, I mean, there are days. There are days.
Yeah, everybody has days.
Everybody has those days, but more mornings feel like they're just. We're just living them and, you know, we're having fun and, you know, we love each other.
I love that so much because, and I love hearing that from other people because I feel like this is, you know how they say like in marketing, like someone has to hear something 9 times yes. before they actually will buy it.
Yep.
I feel like this is the same message for if you are a mother or you plan on being a mother, like until you invest in yourself and you take that time and you see that the return on that investment is like 6 times oh, what girl. You put in. If you gave yourself 30 minutes, now you can give your family 3 hours. Like that's 100% what it is. But like, we don't believe that. Like, we just can't believe when we're taking that 30 minutes for ourselves. Like, if you can take one thing away from this conversation, I hope you are like hear it from Kaylee. And I feel like a broken record. We're trying to talk about this all the time is like, you will get more than your return on investment. Like, this is not a multi-level marketing scheme. Like, I promise if you put 30 minutes in on yourself, you're going to get it back. Cause like you said, and also you're reducing the mental and emotional load because you're not laying awake at night being like, oh, I snapped. Oh, I rushed us out the door. Oh, I like, it just becomes this cycle of like beating yourself up. And then you refuse to give yourself the time because you're like punishing yourself because you were being a quote unquote bad mom or bad wife or bad friend. Like, and I think I just want everyone to internalize and think for a minute and process this message that the time you give yourself, like, and you have to figure out that what that is for you. Like for you, you said,
of course,
time in the morning and the, yeah. So like, it's going to take a little work on your part too. Like none of this, like Kaylee, you didn't wake up one morning and you were like, oh, I know what I need to do. I just need to do this and everything's going to fall in line, right? Like you have to like stop and be intentional with the, like it's going to take work at the front to get to where you can give yourself that deliberate gift because it's not just a gift to you. It's like putting fuel. I mean, I guess that's like such a cheesy cliche metaphor, but like it's putting fuel in the tank.
Absolutely. Yep. And, you know, so it's unfortunate because we feel guilt no matter what. We feel guilt.
Oh, I know.
We feel guilt if we're not taking care of ourselves. We feel guilt if we are taking care of ourselves. So we really have to just understand the reward that comes from doing that as mothers, as wives, or if you're single, like it doesn't matter. Maybe you're not a mom. Maybe you're not a wife, but, you know, maybe you're just kind of going through the motions and you're hustling and you're not really living your days. This is so important for you as well. You know, and we go back to confidence for a second. You know, a lot of people think that confidence is that someone likes the way they look. And like, what I want you to know is confidence comes from doing hard things consistently and getting some type of reward out of it. Something maybe you didn't think you could do. Because what that does is it's like ignites a fire in you that you didn't really understand that, you know, you had that type of potential. And when you get there, so for me, my physical journey, like, yes, my body has changed. Okay. Yes, I have lost weight. And to a lot of people, that is like, oh, she looks so much better, more healthy. Like she must, that's why she's so confident. When really it's not that. It's that I have done this really hard thing consistently, intentionally. Seen great results. And so I could do anything. I can do anything. Like that's my mindset because I have consistently dedicated time to do something that is hard. And it is hard, you know? That's what I want you to know is that it's hard to take time. It just is. But when you start to do it and you start to check off, okay, I did that. I did that every day. You did that. You did that. I mean, you're going to have off days. You're going to have rest days. But consistently, your confidence will absolutely go up.
I love it. So I think that kind of also goes because you're sort of in the middle of like another evolution iteration of going with Glow House, where you're going to be like leaning even further into the woman, like pouring into other women. Like for so tell me a little bit about like what you feel like you want to do for other women right now. Like, what is that all about? I feel like it has come from like you experienced this transformation that you did the hard work, you dug in and you made it happen for yourself. And now you're kind of bringing that to other women.
Yes. Okay. So throughout this journey, I have been very open with sharing my journey on social media because the thing about social media is people think that I mean, you can look at it two ways. The way I view social media is that it is a positive as long as you allow it to be a positive in your life. Because I show up on social media to inspire someone, to be a friend, you know, to share positive things, like to talk about my faith, like it is all positive. And so I decided that I was going to be really open and transparent with this journey. And I have been getting a lot of women, you know, just DMing me, just saying, Kaylee, like, you are so inspiring. You have inspired me to take the next step, to work on me. And, you know, hearing that means the world to me. Because again, if I can help a woman feel the way I feel and, you know, experience this transition, then that is so meaningful. That is like, I've done it. That's the most meaningful. So I think it really came from hearing that women like to hear from me. They feel encouraged by me. And so it all really ties in so nicely though. And so that's, I kind of had this realization where, Kaylee, you are passionate about uplifting women and, you know, being their cheerleader and encouraging them to, you know, become a better version of themselves. And you also love helping women feel confident in clothing. And so really, it's all one. It all comes together. And so that's where the Glow House kind of came about, was how can I do something over here that is coaching or helping women with that internal growth, and then tying it in over here with Suede and Koi, the external goodness, and then combine the two. So yeah, Glow House is this digital virtual clubhouse where I'm going to connect women together. It's a community of women just really craving that next step for themselves. You know, I don't care if you're in postpartum, maybe you're going through a rough breakup, maybe a divorce, maybe you are struggling with infertility, like all of the real life struggles, and you just need a friend, you need a supporter, and you want to connect with women who want to do better. Like, that's what Glow House is. And it's me walking with you through your journey of inner work.
Yeah, because it's all different, but it's also all the same, right? Like, the heart is the heart. I always love that saying. I've tried to communicate this in different ways, but the best way I've heard it is like, you can drown in 6 inches of water or you can drown in 60 feet of water.
Yeah.
But like, you're still drowning.
Yeah.
And so I love this concept. Like, you have taken your journey and now you are like ready to bring some women together because you have realized the importance and you kind of like have some, you've unlocked some of the strategies and the support mm-hmm. of being together and bringing that to women for that confidence, getting them to like, if you need someone to hold your hand and convince yes. you that you need to do the thing where you're pouring into yourself,
yeah.
which I always feel like that whole, you can't pour from an empty cup. Like, yes, it's true, but it almost feels a little too dismissive.
Right.
Like, not like you just fill your cup, like you go to the sink and you pour it. Like,
oh my gosh, it's so much harder. I know.
It's so much work. Like, you're filling your cup, but like your cup weighs like 100 pounds and the pitcher weighs 100 pounds. And like, you're trying, like, it is not an easy thing. So I love the idea of like having someone there to like cheer you, hold your hand, walk you through this process.
Yes. And that's what it is. And you know, you're gaining friendships because of it, like-minded women. And the thing about Glow House is everybody's, you know, inner work looks different. People's faith might be different, or, you know, maybe someone doesn't want to necessarily hit the gym and strength train 5 days a week. Like, that's okay. It's not about necessarily, here's the formula. Here's my formula. Do this and you'll feel this. That's not it. It's more of me walking with you through whatever your journey looks like. I mean, there's definitely going to be strategies. You're going to learn from this, but it's less about a specific formula and more about, here's what fulfills you. Now do this and I'm going to help you.
Yeah. Creating that experience
yeah.
for you.
Yeah.
I love it. I think it's, and that, just if you're listening, that's in May is when yep. doors open for Glow House.
Yes.
And we'll drop a link in the show notes so you can get on the wait list. So if you're interested in that, you can hop on the wait list for that. But I wanted to touch on also bringing it back to Suede and Koi, because I think that's a fun thing too. Like, what is your advice? So you're not feeling, it's kind of a balance between like the inner confidence, feeling good about ourselves, dressing good. Like, where would you tell women to start with their personal style? Like, coming back so that their personal style can help feed them in the internal journey
of living as well. Yeah. I actually have a personal style how-to that I built so women can actually do that. And okay, so a lot of the personal style, how to find that, ladies, it comes from like self-reflection, okay? It's, again, it's not a formula. There's no X plus Y, whatever equals this, but it's more of a self-reflection process. What do you do on the day-to-day? Because your personal style should reflect your lifestyle, of course.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do on the day-to-day? What do you love wearing? What are you wearing most often? How does that make you feel? Because if you're wearing sweats every day and it makes you feel amazing and confident, then keep doing that. That's your style, yeah. You know? But if your mood reflects that of the sweatpant look, then you find yourself feeling, you know, a little bit sad and, you know, not so motivated, then that's where we really need to do some digging and some self-reflection to figure out who are you? It really is. Who am I? And how can I express that through the clothing that I'm wearing? Finding your personal style really does take practice. It's a journey. Along with everything else, it's a process. So you're gonna, if I were to help you one-on-one virtually or through my digital guide, you would step in your closet and you would have these steps that would help you pick out an outfit, you know, do some research. What are you loving on Pinterest? Pin your favorites. What does that all cohesively look like? Now go to your closet, you know, put together something that looks like that. Step in front of your mirror wearing that outfit. Ask yourself, how does this make me feel? Talk to yourself. You know, tell yourself what you love. You know, what do you love about this outfit you're wearing? What does it highlight that you really love? And try not to talk negative. Try not to touch on the things that you don't love. But how does it make you feel? Okay. And then just redoing that over and over and over again, you know, practice. Personal style is practice and it's a mindset, because we have to decide that, you know what? I'm going to start taking more pride in the way I show up to the world through what I wear. Okay, and understanding too this, there are statistics that show that dressing well, presenting yourself well, will increase your mood, increase your productivity, your motivation. It really does. So
it's not just surface level. If you really, again, do the work, figure out your personal style, what makes you feel good, it's not surface level. It's going to serve you in other ways.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I think a lot of times women get confused. They think that personal style is what's trendy. And I cannot say it enough that, you know, it can be. I mean, you absolutely can be someone who loves the trends and that's your style. However, I think women get confused and they get overwhelmed because they see all of this stuff on social media and they're being told by all these people, like, don't wear this. This is outdated. Don't wear mom jeans. Don't wear high rise. Don't wear low rise. Like, then,
yeah.
And then everyone is like, what am I supposed to be wearing? And so the way I view it is it's letting go of the rules. There's no rules. Okay. A lot of people are going to tell you there's fashion rules. I am not one of those people. There really are no rules as long as you're feeling, you're expressing yourself genuinely through this clothing and you're going to go rock it, you know? So it really does take practice, self-reflection, and that guidance. If, you know, if you're just so confused, then you really might need to start investing in someone who could help you.
I love it. Thank you, Kaylee. I feel like we touched on, like, yeah. This is the way the conversations always go, because I love to just open the door and be like, okay, like, let's talk about all the things. I think that's always what, like, I hate to just keep it like so targeted on one thing, because I want to hear all the things from everybody and see where we can go. So I hope you'll come back and talk with me more.
Absolutely.
Especially after, like, I think I would love to have you come back and visit with us, like, after your experience, like, bringing Glow House together with everyone and, like, what your lessons are from that, because we can always learn so much from one another just sharing these experiences. But thank you for sharing all of that with us. And I think, like, such a great takeaway of just tying how we're feeling and how we're looking. I think sometimes, like I said, we just dismiss the importance of, like, how we're showing up for ourselves in what we're wearing in order to give us the confidence to invest in ourselves and take that time and put in the work. So I love hearing that. Any final thoughts or anything that you would like? What is, like, your one golden piece of advice if somebody is, like, feeling like they feel that, like, call for a pivot, whether it's in their business or just in the way they're showing up for themselves in their life? Like, how would you encourage someone to, like, step into it fully, like, to really be like, okay, I'm ready for this?
I would encourage them to really sit down, close their eyes, and envision their life exactly how they see it, exactly how they want it, and what are the steps that are going to get you there. Consider, are the actions that I'm doing right now going to get me to this end goal, whatever it is? And, you know, if not, then we need to approach this with intentionality and really, you know, dive in deeper and live life. Like, we have to start embracing our days and not just feeling like we're constantly going, we're constantly busy.
Absolutely. I think that's so good. Just, you're going to have to sit down and have a come to Jesus with yourself about, here's where I want to be. Here's what I'm doing. If this is not going to get me there, if what I'm doing today, how I'm spending my day today is not going to get me to where I want to be in 3 to 5 years, then I'm going to have to do something about it.
Yeah. Well, and again, like, if you don't like where you're at, it's not your circumstance. It's you that has to do the changing.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, sometimes tough love could be really key here. Because, yeah. I mean, it does all come down to us. It does come down to, if you're not happy where you're at, you have to change something. And 100%. you have to see that. So, yes.
Which can be hard. But
so hard.
You have to have the confidence then make the change.
Yeah.
Like, it gets easier. The more you do it, it does get easier.
Absolutely.
Like,
it will.
So, all right. Well, thank you, Kaylee, so much. I have loved this. You guys, screenshot this episode. Tag at Cowgirls Over Coffee. Let us know. I want to hear, like, what did you take away? Or, like, even share, like, if you got a question, what are you struggling with? Share it with us, because doing this in community is what helps us all just know that we're all going through it, right? And we can make these changes in community. Like, we can have, I want to see more of these conversations, because the more conversations we have about this, the easier it's going to be to realize that we can make the change, because everyone else are making these changes and people are taking this time, and maybe we can start believing each other and not just being like, oh, Instagram is fake. Like, maybe some people are, like, honestly doing the work. Like, Kaylee said, it's what you make it. So that's all we've got for you today, and we'll see you back next week.
Thank you so much for spending part of your day with me. If you had any aha moments or some questions came up, please hit us up in your Instagram stories. Just take a screenshot, share that, tag us at Cowgirls Over Coffee, and let's keep this conversation going. Otherwise, we'll see you back here next week. And just thank you again. Go out and make it the best week ever.